This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The House of Representatives considers funding for the war in Iraq this week, and that means Democrats get a reminder of something they have not accomplished. For a year and a half now, they've tried and failed to end the war. And in fact, a chief backer of the war funding this week will be a powerful Democrat who promised to get U.S. troops out of Iraq. Scott Schaefer reports from member station KQED.
In November of 2006, the day after Democrats won a majority in the House, Nancy Pelosi, then poised to become Speaker, expressed hope that the war was about to wind down.
We must not continue on this catastrophic path. And so hopefully we can work with the president for a new direction, one that solves the problems in Iraq.
But today, 18 months into her speakership, there are more U.S. troops in Iraq than the day Pelosi took the gavel, and the death toll has passed 4,000. Sitting in her office at the U.S. Capitol, near a window that perfectly frames the Washington Monument, the San Francisco Democrat expressed her frustration about the war.
The president has a tin ear to the voice of the American people. They spoke. He didn't care. He has a blind eye to what's happening on the ground in Iraq. He's got his head in the sand.
How disappointed are you that you haven't been able to do more in terms of ending the war?
Very disappointed. It's the main issue. Everything else is eclipsed by the war. All of our accomplishments are eclipsed by the war because we didn't end the war. And the war has an impact on other issues.
The San Francisco district Pelosi represents is one of the most liberal in the nation. But as Speaker, Pelosi's constituents are the other 235 Democrats in Congress, including the most conservative members known as the Blue Dogs. Anti-war activist Medea Benjamin says liberals feel betrayed after being encouraged by Pelosi's anti-war rhetoric before the 2006 election.
And what we see now, it's been part of a political game. Talk a hard line, put the blame on Bush, but make sure the money keeps flowing, at least until the presidential elections.
Benjamin thinks Pelosi has failed to pressure the conservative Blue Dog Democrats into supporting troop withdrawal deadlines, a charge that makes Pelosi bristle.
We have a very progressive caucus, and when we came to voting for a definite timetable for withdrawal from Iraq, our Blue Dogs have been with us. They have not strayed from this.
Pelosi has a point. Last year, Congress did pass legislation bringing most of the troops home by the end of 2008, but President Bush vetoed it. He's threatening to veto the current war funding bill, too, presuming the House goes along with the Senate's $165 billion version. It sets no deadlines for bringing home troops, but it includes more domestic spending than Republicans and Blue Dogs want. The Speaker needs every Democratic vote because she'll get little help from the Republicans.
I think she maybe gets a D.
Former Republican National Committee Chair Rich Bond gives Pelosi low marks because he faults her for a troubled political partnership with the president.
Speaker Pelosi has no relationship with the president of the United States. It's toxic, and that really doesn't serve either side.
That toxicity between Pelosi and the minority party leaves some Republicans calling her Czar Nancy. Still, she rejects the notion that she and Bush don't have a good working relationship.
Oh, I think I have a very truthful and candid relationship with the president. He knows I have to do what I have to do, and I know he has to do what he has to do.
Congressional scholar Norman Orenstein of the Nonpartisan American Enterprise Institute says it was time for Congress to push back against this White House, and he dismisses critics who say Pelosi should have done more to end the Iraq War.
There is no way a Congress is going to be able to stop an ongoing war where you have 100,000-plus Americans under fire in its tracks. That's just not a practical reality in the world.
Friends say the war grates on Pelosi. She's mostly frustrated that Democrats don't have the 60 votes needed in the Senate to apply more pressure on the administration. For that reason, she's keenly focused on helping Democrats expand their majority in Congress and defeating John McCain in November. In August, she'll chair the Democrats' National Convention in Denver, putting her skills at keeping the party united to the ultimate test. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer.